Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 3.
Hi, I'm Tracy, and welcome to our Book Lovers Podcast. Joining me today are Andrea and Laura. Today's topic is books on your nightstand. Andrea, what books do you have on your nightstand?
I have Saints for All Occasions by J. Courtney Sullivan. And it is a book about two sisters who leave a small village in Ireland to come to America. One sister is the responsible one who is engaged to a man to be married, but she's not entirely sure about getting married to him. And the other sister, Teresa, is outgoing, and she's thrilled by the new life in Boston, taking in all it has to offer with its dance halls and fancy dresses. And then one sister ends up pregnant. The other one comes up with a plan that affects them both beyond what they can understand at that moment. And through the course of 50 years, the sisters become estranged until a sudden death forces them to confront the choices they made years earlier.
Ooh.
I don't want to give anything else away.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Laura, what do you have on your nightstand?
Okay, I have Jane of Austen by Hilary Mantel Lodge, and it's a contemporary retelling of Sense and Sensibility. So just a few years after their father's business scandal shatters their lives, Jane and Celia Woodward find themselves to move out of San Francisco, and they have to close the tea shop that they opened. And they've decided to move to Austin, Texas, of all places, along with their kid sister, Margot. So, of course, they get to Austin, and everything isn't all awesome. It's not all sweet tea and breakfast tacos. But it's Jane Austen, so you know there's a happy ending, but I don't want to tell you anymore because I don't want to ruin the twists and the turns. But anyway, if you like gentle romances, this book will be for you. It's got delicious recipes from their tea shop because I'm pretty sure that the pumpkin scones with the chai icing are going to have to be made in my kitchen.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure I'll share. Mm. Anyway, it's a quick read. I think I read it in a couple of days over the weekend. It's frothy goodness. So, if you're looking for something light, entertaining, or you're a Jane Austen lover, Jane of Austen is for you.
Okay. Lots of Jane Austen lovers.
Oh, yes.
It's like, it just keeps getting, the audience keeps getting larger and larger.
Well, and it's cute because not only is it a retelling of Sense and Sensibility, but she also has tips of the hat to other Jane Austen things.
Well,
and
fun.
That, you know, like Pride and Prejudice and that. So, I'm sure for all the Austenites, it's a great book to go, hey, I recognize that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Andrea.
Also on my nightstand is All Grown Up by Jamie Attenberg. And I'll admit that I picked this book because the lead character and I have the same name, Andrea. And it turns out that this Andrea is hiding the truth about her unhappiness and struggles with anxiety from everyone, including her family, best friend, and even her therapist. But then her niece is born with a life-threatening ailment, which forces the family to come together and figure out what's really important. It's an easy read. And I like when you tweet an author and say, I'm reading your book, or I enjoyed your book, and they reply back to you.
Oh, that's
Isn't funny. That the best?
It's the best.
I love that.
It makes you want to go read more in there that they've written, see what else they have.
I like that.
Okay, Laura, what else do you have on your nightstand?
Okay, so I'm moving from Jane Austen to Neil deGrasse Tyson's new book called Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. So while I love the idea of being a science geek, to quote Barbie, math is hard. So a lot of the books I'm like, nope, that's not ever going to happen. I'm not going to read that. But this is a super slim book with easily digestible chapters. You can be waiting for your coffee to brew in the morning and read through one of them. So it's in true Neil deGrasse Tyson fashion, he explains things very simply for those of us who aren't math or science geniuses to get.
Oh.
So you can also carry it around and feel smart because you are reading a book about astrophysics.
Exactly.
So it's awesome. So even if you don't read it, carry it around and look super smart.
Okay, cool. Thank you for joining us today. This podcast has been brought to you by our digital library. Visit our website at ClaremontLibrary.org and click on eLibrary and then Downloads. You can download books, movies, audiobooks, magazines, music, and even comics. So until then, reader, read on!